Grace be yours and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God for our confirmation sermon this morning is recorded in the book of Job, reading in the 42nd chapter, reading verses 12 to 15. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the first. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. And he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. The first daughter he named Jemima, the second Keziah, and the third Keren-Happuch. Nowhere in all the land were there found women as beautiful as Job's daughters, and their father granted them an inheritance along with their brothers. This is God's Word. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, fellow redeemed, especially you, our confirmands, Aubrey and Leah. Job enjoyed a special blessing from God twice. Job had daughters. A mighty wind had blown and had knocked down the place where all of Job's children had been gathered and killed them all. But also, as Job had lost also his material property, and the Lord restored that twofold, as we heard in the first part of our reading, God also blessed Job with more children, 7 sons and 3 daughters. A very wise man, King Solomon, wrote in Psalm 127, "Sons are a heritage of the Lord, children a reward from Him." Fathers with daughters have experienced a very special blessing that the Lord has given us. A daughter occupies a very special place in her father's heart. It's not better, it's just different. And if you don't believe that's true, just ask one of her brothers if she has one. Fathers always see their daughter's outer beauty. But a Christian father also wants his daughter to have an inner beauty, a beauty that radiates from her heart. That is the inner beauty that only the Holy Spirit can give through God's Word. It is the inner beauty of that inheritance of the knowledge of a God who saves her. And it is that inner beauty that comes from the inheritance of God's will that guides her throughout her life. So Aubrey and Leah, these two blessings are yours, particularly today as we look at a daughter's confirmation inheritance. It is most telling that whoever wrote the book of Job mentions that Job gave an inheritance also to his 3 daughters. Usually, the inheritance was given only to sons. What it tells us is that Job, in appreciation for the blessing that God had given him again, wanted to treat all of his children alike. These children were in no way replacements for the children that Job and his wife had lost. But they were a new blessing. They were a continued blessing. And Job appreciated that, and so he gave an inheritance not only to his sons, but to his 3 new daughters. And the writer tells us that nowhere in all the land were found women as beautiful as Job's daughters. No one was more beautiful than Jemima, Keziah, and Keren-Happuch. How happy and proud Job must have been with that blessing from the Lord, just as your parents are today. Happy for you and proud of you. And they're happy and proud for you not only because you're beautiful on the outside, but because of that inner beauty that you have in the knowledge of a God who has saved you. A God who loved you and sent his son Jesus today, riding on a lowly beast of burden into Jerusalem to bear our sins on Good Friday. Each of Job's daughters radiated outer beauty, but they also radiated that love that they knew God had for them, and that made them doubly attractive. But how did they come to know that God who saves them? How did they come to know the promise of the Messiah who would suffer and die, but then rise and live again? Because their father told them, just as your fathers have told you and your mother. Over the years, your parents, first and foremost, shared with you and gave you that knowledge of the one true God who saves you in Jesus Christ. Your fathers, your mothers taught you the truths of God's Word from the Bible and from the Catechism. They, along with some help that I gave you and that the church gives you, pointed you to nowhere else except the cross of Jesus Christ for your salvation. Job would have told his daughters, as your parents told you, how greatly you sin, and yet how God's love is always there to forgive you. Job's daughters saw, heard, and you have seen and heard from your parents, how the Lord has brought them up out of loss, out of anger, out of frustration, out of temptation, to strengthen their faith through that Word of God. By word and example, your parents and the fellow members of your congregation have given you that confirmation inheritance. Today, a daughter's confirmation inheritance of that God who saved us. Aubrey and Leah, Job's daughters could say, we know that my Redeemer lives. And you can say, I know that my Redeemer lives. Why? Because with them, you have heard your fathers confess, I know that my Redeemer lives, as Job's daughters heard their father confess. In a moment, you will publicly confess your saving faith in Christ. That is a daughter's first confirmation inheritance. But then you also will receive a second daughter's confirmation, or a daughter's second confirmation inheritance, and that is God's will that will guide you throughout your life. Aubrey and Leah, you will continue to grow and mature in your faith and in your sanctification as you continue to hold God's word sacred and gladly hear and learn it. The Holy Spirit will continue to strengthen your faith as you frequently receive Christ's true body and blood, as you receive the forgiveness of your sins in the Lord's Supper, and as you daily remember your holy baptism to remind you that you are God's child and to empower you to go out and live like a child of God. in that living like a child of God, like a daughter of Zion, you will have God's Word, God's holy will to guide you. And so as you begin to continue to grow and to mature as young women and as God's children, not only will your outer attractiveness continue to grow, but people will see the growth of faith in your heart. They will see your inner beauty by virtue of your modesty, of your gentleness, of your purity, of your self-control, and of your love. God's will, expressed in the Ten Commandments, will be a lamp for your feet and a light for your path as you walk that narrow road to heaven. God's commandments will be your compass throughout life. As you have to navigate the high seas and strong winds of growing up, like we all do with a sinful nature, living in a sinful world, with the devil constantly whispering in our ears, life would be so much easier and so much happier if you just ignore what God is telling you. If you would just get away from God, then everything would be fine. Well, you have seen the example as Job's daughters did in their parents, and you've heard me say that more than once, that that's not the case, that that's not true. Today you will promise to suffer death, as we all did when we were confirmed, to suffer death rather than fall away from our faith in Jesus Christ. And that means also to suffer death rather than live a life controlled by our sinful nature, to live a life ordered by the unbelieving world in which we live, a life that listens to the lies of Satan rather than to the truths of God. It is through that guide and rule of God's Ten Commandments that is written now in your hearts as you did your memory work, as we studied those passages. That Word of God is written on your heart now as a ready tool, as a ready instrument that you can use and prayerfully will use in the days ahead to overcome those temptations of the devil, the world, and your own sinful flesh. Remember in those times of temptation not to forsake God's Word, and remember Jesus' parable about the man who built his house on solid rock. And Jesus said, that man is like a person who hears my words and puts them into practice. But he who hears my words and ignores them is like the man who builds his house on shifting sand and it cannot withstand the storm of life. Aubrey, Leah, when I was confirmed some years ago, in fact, I thought the other day, this is my golden anniversary of my confirmation this year. My confirmation inheritance was this gold ring that belonged to my grandfather. And it's engraved with the initials G and F, because his name was George Birch, too. And although I never met him, I am grateful to him for what I have inherited from him. A God who saves me and God's will that guides me in my life. Aubrey and Leah, these are your confirmation inheritances. They are a daughter's confirmation inheritance today, and we pray for you and with you that you will treasure those things always to your eternal life. God bless you. Amen. And now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. This time we'll gather our offering. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, our gracious and glorious King, on that first Palm Sunday you came in triumph to Jerusalem with people shouting Hosanna and little children singing your praise. But you did not come to reign over an earthly kingdom. You came in peace as the Prince of Peace to lay down your life on Calvary's cross for the sins of the world. Through that sacrifice you made, God and we sinners are reconciled. Savior and King, accept our humble thanks for giving the kingdom of heaven to us sinners. In your name we pray. Amen.